Well, welcome everyone to our Monday call. We're excited to hear all your bright, shining voices, right? Not smiling faces. Mm-hmm. Bright, shining voices. And we are super excited. We have our special guest, Dr. John Wiskel, on the line with us. Many of you have heard him speak at our fly-ins. And wow, we are so excited to have him on board with us today for the call. But before we get to that, we're going to do a little bit different agenda on our calls moving forward. So, Akeisha, tell us what's going on.
Hi, welcome to the call, guys. So today's March 13, 2017. What we're going to actually do is, instead of doing the announcements on both the Saturday call and the Monday call, we're going to refer you on Mondays to the Limitless Voice. This is our weekly email you'll get automatically when you join as a distributor. It'll have all of the promotions that we have, different events, recognition, including our Diet Bet winners. We listed that last week. So congratulations to everyone who participated, but also to those who lost the 4% of their body weight, and some people lost even more. So make sure you take a look at that email. If for some reason you were unsubscribed from that, you can scroll to the bottom of any email and rejoin it by clicking the little link to join the subscription list. We do want to also remind you that if you want to send in questions for Dr. John Wiskel, you can by joining our text messaging list. If you send a text to 96,000 with the word fearless in it, it'll automatically add you to that list. And then you can begin sending in questions. So make sure any questions that you have, you're sending over, and we'll answer those towards the end of the call.
Great. Okay. So that gives us more time to really focus on these calls. And really, guys, the focus of our Monday calls moving forward is to give you information about our various products and ways that you can sell them, you know, great phrases that you can use to sell the products and give you some scientific background around those. And so you're going to see some great additions or enhancements to the call moving forward, but it'll really be designed around you as distributors and how to help you sell these products. So we are super excited to have Dr. John Wiskel with us, and I'm going to turn the time over so he gets the proper introduction. I'm going to turn the time over to Alan Michaelis, who is really we owe Alan the connection here. And so, Alan, thank you for introducing us to John Wiskel, and why don't you introduce him?
Oh, thank you, Malin. It's a pleasure to always to introduce Dr. Wiskel. I appreciate his expertise he brings, and he's a great person for us to be associated with. Well, Dr. Wiskel received his PhD in anatomy and neurobiology from Boston University School of Medicine. He's an associate professor at Brigham Young University College of Life Sciences, Department of Physiology and Developmental Biology, and he's also the director of the Laboratory for Transitional Anatomy of Degenerative Diseases and Development and the associate director of the MRI Research Facility, both at Brigham Young University. In addition to his work at Brigham Young University, Dr. Wiskel is an adjunct associate professor at the University of Utah School of Medicine and a visiting professor at St. George's University School of Medicine in Grenada, West Indies. We appreciate Dr. Wiskel's ability to effectively and simply communicate the function of the human body's complex systems and the benefits of supplementation, particularly our Limitless products, toward optimal health and performance. Dr. Wiskel, we appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Alan. That was a great introduction. I appreciate it. Can everybody hear me okay? I'm assuming you guys can. I guess not everybody can speak in, but okay, great.
You're coming across loud and clear. They can't answer you, but they can certainly listen.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Good. Well, thanks again for the opportunity to be here. I really like working with this group, and it's been a real pleasure. So something's been on my mind lately that I think everyone can probably appreciate, and that is, why should younger people use Thrive? I think a lot of our target audience might be folks who are older. I'll put myself into that category, where we kind of realize we hit our, you know, 40s or 50s, and we think, you know, I it would be really nice to sort of feel like I did when I was in my 20s or in my 30s. And today, I'm going to talk about some of the stuff that I've talked about before, but in the context of being younger. The reason why I bring this up is I had a student come into my office who recently had a knee surgery. And he was asking me, Do you know of anything, any supplements that are healthy for me that I can take that can help me recover from my injury faster? And I just happened to tell him, well, I just happened to know of something that I think would be really, really helpful. And I proceeded to tell him about Thrive and how much it helps with the production, your own body's production of human growth hormone. And, you know, the first question you ask is, this isn't an over-the-counter steroid that I'm taking. And I said, no, it helps your body produce the human growth hormone on its own. And I did proceed to tell him, I thought it might be possible that your body, because it's so good at producing human growth hormone right now, you might not feel the same effects that I feel right now. But since you're in an injury state, it may be very helpful for you. And I just happened to look up a paper. I'll get back to that story in a second, but I happened to look up a paper on all the different uses for human growth hormone directly. We're not even just talking about endogenous production. And so I just want to list some of those for you. According to a paper that was published in 2005 in the Journal of Burns and Wounds, some of the clinical uses for growth hormone include presence of severe catabolism from injury or illness. Malnourished, these are people who would use it. Malnourished patients with a superimposed catabolic illness, an acute loss of 15% or more of lean body mass, large wounds or burns or wounds with poor healing, those with AIDS, especially with weight loss, and anti-aging treatment regimens. And so the commonality of all these things is a cell that called the mesenchymal cell that can differentiate into a number of different cells to help with healing of the body. And so human growth hormone is an extremely important hormone in the body. So I was, again, back to my student, he started taking Thrive, and he's actually really enjoyed it, which is kind of a surprise to me. And he noted that there was an immediate benefit in his healing of his knee. So why even market this to young people who can produce the human growth hormone on their own? Well, I take you to a personal story. When, you know, I think most people in their 20s or 30s are raising kids, they're stressed out, they're trying to get established in their job, they've got a lack of sleep, probably lack of exercise, lack of everything that could help you by the time you get into your 40s and 50s have a really good, healthy life. Your body feels good. So one of the things I'd like to propose is that by helping your body maintain your higher levels of growth hormone when you're younger, that will help a lot, because you're helping your cells stay healthy, those mesenchymal cells. That will help a lot as you enter into your 40s. I would imagine that there's probably some of you out there who recognize this. You probably hit your 40s or 50s and thought, I need to catch up. And yes, Thrive helps with that too, but I think there's something to be said about the preventative use of Thrive as well, and keeping your body going and primed and ready, so that by the time you hit that age, it's you're already there. Certainly, as I mentioned with my student, recovery from injury is very helpful. Even skin lesions. I talked about wound healing at the last fly-in. There's a lot of evidence that shows that human growth hormone helps accelerate the wound healing process. So it looks like I have a few more minutes. Let me talk about these mesenchymal cells again. They're cool cells. I love cells. They're neat little structures. What they form are the following types of cells. Connective tissue forming cells. Those are the same cells that help with knee injury recovery, like in my student. Fat forming cells. Now, the funny thing about fat forming cells is that you need to produce just enough fat-forming cells to be able to do what human growth hormone does, and that is to metabolize that fat and to give you more energy. If you produce too many cells, of course, that's not good either. But one of the other things that mesenchymal cells produce are muscle-forming cells. And there's plenty of literature and plenty of evidence showing that an increase in muscle mass will help burn more fat. So overall, the effect of increasing your human growth hormone is to burn your fat and increase your muscle mass. Other things that it produces, Tendon and ligament forming cells, that's related to the connective tissue cells that I talked about earlier. And here's a cool one, nerve forming cells. So your peripheral nervous system can regenerate and rebuild. It does take a lot of time, but human growth hormone helps stimulate those mesenchymal cells to form new nerve cells. And so the innervation of your muscles and of your skin, that comes back. It's nice. Cartilage forming cells. So I'm sure many of you know those who might have degenerative cartilage in their knees or in their back. And so there are two things that can basically help that, taking lots of water and restricting the trauma on those regions. But the other thing you can do is help form the cells that that form the cartilage. Cartilage is an interesting structure because it's not vascularized. So the only thing that can help cartilage rebuild is to either, one of those three things, to either limit your activity, drink lots of water, and to form more cells. The same thing goes with bone-forming cells, and those mesenchymal cells are also helpful for creating those. But the difference is that bone-forming cells actually are vascularized. So, you know, as far as injuries go, it's always better to break a bone than it is to ruin your cartilage or even sprain a ligament, because those other structures don't get a really good blood supply. But the good thing is about if you take human growth hormone, if you promote the release of human growth hormone, you can promote the differentiation of those mesenchymal cells into all of these things. And just to get back to my original point, you don't have to wait until you're 40 or 50 to be able to help your body do this. You can start when you're 20 or 30, and it can make a big difference. I think I'll stop there, and maybe I'll take some questions. Does that sound like good timing, Ellen?
Sure, absolutely, and thank you. We always love hearing from you. I'm going to call you Dr. John, if that's okay. That's kind of our thing at Limitless. But we always love hearing you, because you relate to our distributors, those that have had the opportunity to see you in person, and I love the information that you give us from a scientific background. And you know, there's an author of a book, and he's actually a blind man. His name is Eric Weinmeier, and he talks about these things called positive pessimisms. And an example of a positive pessimism that he uses is, well, it's cold, but at least the wind is blowing, you know, kind of that negative. And so, you know, a positive pessimism I just got from you to kind of make us all chuckle is, hey, I hurt myself, but at least I broke a bone instead of calling it a tendon. Because, you know, I can actually attest to that. I haven't broken very many bones in my body, but I have torn tendons. You know, even in my, you know, late 30s, I got into a car wreck where I wrapped my car around a telephone pole. It was a long story, but the seatbelt expanded my sternum joints. So it kind of dislocated and snapped them back together. And I tore, I didn't break my ribs, but I actually tore all the cartilage. And that the doctor said you would have been better to break your ribs than to tear the cartilage, because it took so long to fix. And I was in my 30s. Yeah. And so I can only imagine what that would be like to try and do it now, because I think we all, as we get a little bit older, we realize it's not like we were when we were little kids. You know, you run into a wall and you kind of rub your head and go, ow, and on you go again, right? So,
right.
Anyway, so I love that. I learned a little something, that it's better to break a bone. If you're gonna go big, break something.
Right, go big. Right. Just don't break your head. Don't break the head.
Okay, don't break your head. That's true. Or your heart. Don't break your heart.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
Okay, Rachel, we got some questions that have come in.
We do. We've had a few questions come in regarding specific medical conditions and things like that. And as always, we just want to recommend that you check with your doctor if you have any condition like that prior to taking Thrive.
And let's talk about that, Dr. John. A lot of people are going to, you know, it's very common in our industry, and of course anybody who knows somebody who, you know, can have a fix here, it oftentimes is related to a disease state or some other kind of situation. And, you know, we do always recommend check with your doctor, even though you've really quoted some amazing things here, wound healing and some of those things, you know, any specifics like that, they would want to coordinate with their doctor, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no question. The one advantage of having, well, there's multiple advantages, but the big advantage of having your doctor on board with your as a partner in this process is that they understand the science going on behind the supplements you might be taking nutritionally, but also as far as the medicine and their care for you, being open in that relationship is extremely important because they may recommend something medically for a patient that would not be helped by increasing your human growth hormone. And there's a few things that we're not going to talk about today, but knowing that is really important because he or she may change how he approaches your care. And it's sort of a good partnership to keep that in mind.
And I think it's also really important to just point out, and I'll do this now just from a corporate standpoint, is that we're not saying that Thrive will heal your wounds. What we're saying is Thrive helps your body maximize its own production of human growth hormone. And when you segregate that out, and then you can say, you know, all the things that Dr. John is talking about today is what happens when you give your body its ability to have peak levels of human growth hormone. And so we separate those two things out, and that's important. It's an important distinction as you guys are out there sharing this product. Make sure that you make that distinction because that keeps us all very compliant. It's a really important product, and we want to make sure that we're staying in that compliance. All right, any more questions?
Yep, so another question. We are frequently stressing the importance of taking Thrive on an empty stomach. Does brushing your teeth have any effect on that?
As far as drinking water before or after you're taking the Thrive,
yeah.
Is that the root of the question?
Yeah, I think they're worried about the toothpaste.
The toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope you're not swallowing the toothpaste. That would be disgusting. For nothing else. No, it shouldn't have an effect when you're brushing your teeth.
Awesome.
That's not a whole lot that you're taking in your body.
Awesome. Okay, next question is, does Thrive HGH have any type of steroids in it?
To my knowledge, it doesn't have direct steroids. It has the ingredients are to help build the human growth hormone steroid, which is, you know, a lot of people will mistake the word steroid. Your body has tons of steroids, and human growth hormone is one of them. So the Thrive isn't a steroid in and of itself. It's the ingredients that help build the steroids that your body would build naturally. So just to get back to what was said earlier, Thrive helps your body do what it's already trying to do. You're not actually adding anything artificial.
So there's no hormones, you know, again, to just tie a bow around that, there's no actual growth hormone in this product, or even a synthetic growth hormone in this product, or any steroids. All this is an amino acid complex, and amino acids technically are things that you get from food. And that is why we say it's important that you take this on an empty stomach, because we found this perfect recipe, if you will, that through the study enhances your body's own production naturally of HGH. And so if you have other things in that recipe, I like to use recipe because I like to bake cakes, you know, that would mess up the recipe. So that's why it's important that you're on that empty stomach.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's a great
point.
You. Thanks for adding that.
Okay, last question, Dr. John, and that is, if you could give our distributors like one sentence, you know, as Melinda says, tie a pretty bow around this, what's one sentence that they can use to kind of explain the benefits of Thrive when they're out selling?
One sentence.
Only one?
Right.
Well, you know what,
okay,
while you're thinking of the one.
Okay.
I was just going to say, while you're thinking of the one, the best part I loved about what you started with today, so oftentimes, and is evidenced by so many of the people who are taking our product, we do have a lot of people who have, you know, let's just say the bell has rung, and we now know, you know, Grandma Gravity is a naughty woman. And so those of us who absolutely know that for sure, you know, we'll do anything to be able to, you know, stop that process or enhance, you know, holding on to dear life for any, you know, longevity that we can hold on to. But for the younger person, I love that you started off with, you know, the younger person absolutely needs to be on this product, and the sooner they start taking this product, the better they are. So if that gives you any ideas on maybe one or two sentences or, you know, a couple of major points, what would be a tagline? What would be your tagline now that you know Thrive and you actually take Thrive, if I'm not mistaken, if I can divulge that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, it's okay. I'm an open book. So I think one of the big points, well, let me back up just a second, if I may. Let me use the example of sleep. So sleep is an extraordinarily important biological function. One of the most important things that sleep does is regenerate a molecule called ATP. And ATP is used in tons of things. It's your energy molecule, particularly for your brain and your heart, huge consumers of ATP. If you spend your 20s and your 30s in a sleep-deprived state, your body is going to adjust so that by the time it's in its 40s, it's going to retain things like fat to be able to deal with the times when you're sleep-deprived. And your body becomes more sensitive to that sleep deprivation, and your health actually goes down. Your arteries get harder. You get more hypertension. There's all sorts of things. And this is just from a lack of sleep, let alone other things, right? So if you actually maintained a healthy amount of sleep in your 20s and 30s, by the time you got to your 40s and 50s, your body is not, it hasn't reset its normal physiology, right? And so now you're not reactive all the time. So I think the best sentence or the take-home message I can take from Thrive is that you are maintaining your young human growth hormone physiology before it gets too late, before you have to play catch-up. And if you're older, the nice thing about being older is it's never too late to start again. Never too late to get back and reset your physiology to what it was when it was in your 20s. So why not start now? Why not start at any time? You can use the same slogan if you're trying to quit smoking, right? There's no time better than the present to keep your physiology in your 20s.
Awesome. Love it. I loved it. Loved it. Okay, any more questions, Rachel?
Yeah, so last question, does taking Lunagen at the same time or close to taking Thrive affect it or have an effect on Thrive?
You know, I'll take this one because I don't know if Dr. John has had a chance to analyze Lunagen and effect it would be there. Obviously, you know, we recommend that you take Thrive on its own. But here's a reason why you want to take Lunagen sooner than the time you're going to take Thrive. Most people are going to take Thrive after at least 2 hours, right, of eating. And it's best to take Thrive. Most people take it right before they go to bed. That's the most common time. The reason you don't want to take Lunagen that late is you've missed all of its benefits. Lunagen is far better taken, you know, an hour after you eat dinner. So if you eat dinner at 6, 7, or even 8, okay, then you'd still want to wait 2 hours. If you eat dinner at 8 o'clock, you're going to want to wait 2 hours before you take Thrive or longer. And the best time to take Lunagen is after you've had your dinner, because that's going to help you with the binge eating, and it gives time for the melatonin, the clinically studied amount of melatonin, to have a chance to get into your body and help your body naturally slow down and get ready for rest. It's not like melatonin is going to be a sleep aid. Within 20 minutes I'm going to get tired. Some people are afraid to take Lunagen because they're afraid it's going to make them sleepy. And it's not that. It is a clinically studied amount that allows your body to wind down. And so if you're not taking it until 10 o'clock, you're not allowing your body to wind down until a later period of time. So the answer is take it sooner. Take it when it's meant to be taken, and that wouldn't be the same time that you're taking Thrive. All right. Well, anything else? I guess not. Hey, thank you for everybody for sending in your questions. We always love it. And Dr. John Wisco, we love, love, love having you part of our advisory board. You make things simple to understand. You bring that science to the table. You have such credibility with the backgrounds and the love that you have for what we're after as well. So we sure appreciate you spending the time and joining us on the call today.
Thank you very much. It's always my pleasure.
All right, let's take it off mute. And everybody, thank Dr. John as you're getting off, coming off mute and leaving the call. Tell him where you're calling in from.